Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Doc Graham's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Kyle is with us in Montana, and Tom's going to be with us in just a couple minutes. Thank you all for holding. Kyle, you wanted to talk about calcium.
Yes. You know, there used to be, and I don't know if it's still around anymore, a product called Coral Calcium, and you got it in these little white bags, dropped it in water, and I have some personal experience with that. My dad, many years ago, developed lung cancer, and there was a cancer on one of his lungs the size of about a walnut. Well, he went ahead and went through the radiation and burnt that part of his lung. And, of course, he went from 70% lung capacity to 30% lung capacity. But he was still getting around. He is still traveling. He is actually still working partially. Anyway, I heard about this, and I told Dad about it, and he started drinking this. He had put one of these little packets in, like, 2 quarts, if I remember correctly, of water, and I could be off on the amount. But he would drink that every day, and it sort of tasted like seawater. It was kind of a weird taste to it. He didn't really care for it, but I told him, I said, if you'll stay on this stuff, I think it'll help you. Well, he went on for 5.5 years. And kept going back to the doctor, and the doctor kept checking him out because he said, you know, at about 4 years in, he said, do you realize that you are 0.1% of people that don't have reoccurring lung cancer once you've had it once? And then, but so Dad kind of got to the point to where he didn't like the taste anymore, and he hated it anyway, didn't like it, the taste, and he stopped. And he started drinking pop and stuff like that. And sure enough, 6 months later, he had another lump on the in his other lung that was cancer as well. And that's how fast it took for it to go from the alkalinizing effect of this coral calcium to...
Coral calcium has absolutely been documented. And your father is a typical example of somebody that uses it and then stops using it. And there is a statistical thing. I do not know why allotropic medicines do not afford that. They would prefer radiation. My dad had his lung removed. Your dad was a smoker?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it all comes. Comes from smoking. And that's it. That's the bottom line. And that's why the American Cancer Society now requires a warning on all cigarettes and things related. Like vaping is another problem, just like smoking marijuana. I smoke marijuana, but the amount I smoke is like 1/10 that of a cigarette. I smoke small puffs of it throughout the day, and that seems to alter me just enough to be the creepy person I've become.
Quick question,
hey, Rick,
gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Diatomaceous earth, which is
fossilized
remains
of. I know. Right,
okay, is that coral calcium?
Yes.
So diatomaceous earth, DE.
Yes. That's another one you want in your diet. Absolutely. If you can get fruits that you eat from a natural source, it's much better than supplementing.
Okay. But I think you're asking, Vince, if diatomaceous earth is coral calcium, and it's not.
Yeah, yeah, that it is. Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you use that in your farm practices, in your garden, and watch what happens next, as opposed to getting your calcium from milk like I do. Absolutely.
So, Kyle, you're saying it's not the same. Rick, you're saying it is the same.
I'm saying it isn't, but it does have the same effects. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Diatomaceous earth is really good for your crops in your garden.
Yes.
Kyle?
Anyway, I'll let you go, Vince. It's just that I know that the coral calcium, like I said, I don't even know if you can get it anymore. You can.
And you can get it by eating the fish. That's the part that is so cool. Eat your environment. And diatomaceous earth is different than coral calcium, but is related. And, you know, if you're in the Midwest, use that in your garden. The diatomaceous earth will make your crops that you eat personally farm better. And you'll find that at the farmer's market, many of the local growers use it.
Okay.
All right, Vince. Hey, I've kept Tom off the air there, so I'll let him get on. And thanks again, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you, Kyle. Tom in California, thank you for being so patient.
No problem. Good morning, gentlemen. Is there really anything organic because of the chemtrails?
The problem with chemtrails is that anything you could imagine is being put in there is absolutely correct. The fire departments are now noting that all the trees are lined with aluminum, and why the forest fires are so much hotter, including Australia. The chemtrails, I have no idea. They're trying to control the weather. And it's the first thing they did is used it as a weapon, seeing if they could cause a storm to occur during Vietnam. That's where they first started this whole process, trying to control the weather as a weapon of war. Today, they'll use it for global warming, global cooling, whatever. The whole thing is nefarious because it's putting aluminum, barium, and lithium in everything that we eat now. And the earth itself is showing reflections of it from the insects down. The insect population today is like literally one-third of what it used to be when I was a child. And you can do that by the amount of flies that you saw this summer compared to how many flies you had the previous summer.
Yeah,
so
I live in Ventura, California, and, you know, 2 years we had the Thomas fire, which was, I had to leave my house for about 10 days, but it was, just came out of nowhere. It was the perfect storm. It was, we had the drought, we had the wind. And
then you had the heat of the fire itself, which firefighters have never encountered previous, and that's because all the trees are now coated with aluminum, and that's what's killing our ponderosa. I was wondering what it was. Was it Fukushima? Was it this? Was it? It's chemtrails.
Yeah, I believe you. The other thing I was going to ask you is, what do you think about, or do you know about, you or Vince, the Deagle report?
Regarding,
it's a military site. About the next 5 years, the population?
Population control. That's a New World Order agenda. And one of the reasons why there is a war going on between the Democrats and Republicans are no longer the same agencies that you and I used to think. Both were wanting the same thing for the U.S. government, U.S. population, but they wanted to do it differently. Today, there's a distinction, and what it has to do with globalism versus nationalism. And for me, I am a nationalist. I would much prefer to be uniquely different than Europe or Mexico.
Yeah, because according to the report, the year 2025, they have less than 100 million left in the United States.
Yeah, there's going to be a large, what is the difference between Texaco and Standard Oil? Oh, yes, there will be blood. There will be a large kill-off done with intent to manage population control. It's wrong. Actually, you'll find that it's being natural and that men are no longer nearly as fertile and women are no longer able to get pregnant as easily.
Yeah, you know, I have a sister who lives in Omaha, and she says last year, just baby calves, they lost over 1 million. And that's either they drowned, was buried in snow, or starved to death. So, and then I know you have said that JPL has said this was going to be the worst
winter in recorded history. It's just the beginning of a change in everything. Landmass, weather, and pole shift. It's all happening cyclically. It's natural.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder why you live where you do with all the volcanoes.
There is
there.
A book that you could read called We Are the Earthquake Generation. That will discuss the pros and cons of different parts of the United States and where one might decide to spend the last part of their life. I chose the Free State of Jefferson because I'm on essentially granite down here. You will notice in all there's on if you do Future Map of America, comma Chet Snow. Chet Snow is the one the military uses as worst case scenario with Yellowstone and tsunamis, and there everything west of I-5. Is literally gone, and Grant's Pass, where I live, becomes the new waterfront.
Oh, well, I appreciate both of your insight, and I hope you both have a good Christmas, and I'll continue to listen.
Tom, I've got a question for you. Tom, Merry Christmas as well. I have a question for you, Tom. Why is it that you listen to or are in class with us at USA Prepares? What makes that? What causes that?
You know, I just accidentally ran across it maybe 4 to 6 months ago. And it's the truth. And it's common sense. It's, you know, I wish I knew what you knew. About, I was a city boy, didn't learn, my father was not a, you know, fixer-up guy, you know, and so I was more into sports than anything, but listening to you, and it just amazed me, this little thing, like you're talking about coffee, you talk about so many, I've learned so much listening to you guys.
Tom, would you mind holding through the break?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Tom's in California. Rick's in Oregon. I'm in the Ozarks in Missouri. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. If you'd like to peruse the website and buy his latest offerings, RichardAllenMiller.com. Tom in California is with us, and I'm always intrigued, you know, with the answers to the questions, and I try to ask them when I can. Why do people pay attention to USA Prepares? And Tom, here's I want to make this comment, and I'd love to have your answer to this. I was on as a guest co-host on another network a while back. And I asked the engineer, I said, so how are we doing? And he was looking at, you know, ranking. And he said, you guys, wow, you're up there with the two highest rated broadcasts we have. And I said, okay. And then he described the phenomenon that so number one, I was quite fascinated with that. Because normally this particular broadcast is about politics. Something that I believe you can't do anything about. We cannot fix politics. And he said that when people call into a broadcast about politics, they will stay on hold for a couple of minutes and then they hang up. You stayed on the phone for like almost 20 minutes. Kyle was on almost as long. So now the question is, what do you think, and I'm asking because And sports is another one that is popular. What is it? Why would you stay on the phone for such a long time when other people, when they are listening or trying to call into a broadcast about politics, they jump off really quickly. Why is it that you've stayed on so long? What's the difference?
Well, I would say that I'm going to get the best and the truest answer from this program. So it's worth the wait for me, because I know there's not too many people I could talk to, if any, that has the insight that you and Richard have. So it's me. I'm listening to the program anyway, so I'm not missing anything. So then when it's my turn, I just pop in. So I would have been on the phone, because I listen to you on the phone. So
when you say you listen on the phone, do you dial a telephone number, or are you listening on the internet on your phone?
Well, sometimes both. I was listening on the internet, but then that's my cell phone. But then I dialed on my home phone your number.
Do you have a telephone number that you can give us? Because all the numbers that I've tried for telephone listen lines are down. They don't work. Do you have a number that you can give us that works?
Sure.
Okay.
It's 805-836-4934.
805-836-4934. Okay.
Correct.
We'll try that. We'll see if that works from here. Do you have any suggestions as to how we can make USA Prepares a better broadcast? What is it that would help you?
Oh, gosh. I think you guys are doing an amazing job. I can't think how you can improve it, because everything I listen from, excuse me. You can't get these answers hardly anywhere else. I have listened to Richard on a couple other stations, because I really enjoy listening to him, because Thursday I never miss. And I usually go back and I listen to your shows if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I really enjoy all your guests, and that nurse you have on is really great. Mm-hmm. That I knew you're trying to open other people's eyes to what's going on and how you were talking about changing oil. You go to these places and in 20 minutes they do it. And I remember you saying that I'll hang it up and drain it all night. You know, these guys, so you're not really getting a good oil change.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing is right.
Well, thank you. And now that number that you gave us, was that your phone number or is that the telephone listen line number?
That's my cell number.
No,
did
we need...
You just
okay, I wanted to get the telephone listen line number.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump yesterday. McConnell saying of that vote,
"It was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade that began before President Trump was even nominated, let alone sworn in."
The Republican-controlled Senate is responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump should be removed from office. That's probably coming in early January, though the two parties are already squabbling over the rules which would be established for how that trial would be conducted. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did, but that's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Tom, I want to thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We're going to move on to David in Illinois in just a second. The number that Tom gave us is not the number to call. We have done some quick checking. Our engineer has jumped on it, and there is no telephone listen line that is up and running right now. So that is not the number that Tom gave us is not a number that you should call. Okay, that's his own number. So don't call that. I have a comment that I'd like to make, and I'd like to get Rick's thought about this, and then we'll get to David. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of, but this is happening, and there are people who are selling and manufacturing this particular product, which I think should be banned from sale. And so in New Jersey, he was 21 years old, and he was killed by an unoccupied Lexus vehicle. He was on 148th Street in Queens, New York, on Friday at 10 p.m. He was standing between two Lexus cars, two model IS300s. He was standing between two of them, and they were parked. And it sounds like they were parked parallel, meaning one behind the other. And one of them started up. And crashed into him. Now, who would think that a vehicle would start up all by itself when you're standing between them? Let's say you're going to cross the street. Okay, you walk between two parked cars from the sidewalk, and you walk between them, or you stand between them, or maybe you're hailing a cab. Okay, and one of them starts up, moves, and kills you. So, why did that happen? Well, it really sounds like the owner had installed, or had someone else install, a remote start. Why? Why would anybody start a vehicle when they're not in it? Tell me why. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And it's been going on for years. And people will spend, I don't know, maybe $150 plus installation to get one of these idiotic devices installed. They're a menace to everyone around the vehicle. Oh, that's cool. Wow, you can start, you don't have to go out in the cold. You can start your car and let it warm up. Really? Really? People don't have the ability to go out to their vehicle, make sure it's safe, make sure there's no cats under the hood, no animals that are going to be killed. Well, obviously, someone who installed this didn't install it right, because there's a security system on the car anyway. You know, a vehicle would normally not start unless it's in park. And most vehicles, your foot has to be on the brake in order to get it out of park. Most vehicles. So this thing lurched forward and killed a guy standing between two cars, because some moron thought it was a great idea to have a remote start. When I say we're going down, and we're going down by the sum of all individual greed and individual stupidity, this is a prime example of individual stupidity. Carelessness, recklessness, no concern for anybody else. Normally, one of us, one of USA Prepares, when we get in our vehicles, we walk around them, we look to see if we have a flat tire, we look to see if there's any anomalies, we look to see if there are any fluid leaks, we look to see if there's any hazards. We look to see if we're going to injure somebody. We look in the front seat, the back seat, all that stuff. Not this guy. This guy has technology. It's a button, starts the car, and remotely kills somebody. Now, why is that? It's because when you go to hook up one of these remote starts, it's complicated. If you look under the dashboard of a vehicle, there is a rat's nest of wires. All multicultural wires, every different color you could possibly think of. Some have stripes, some have brown stripes, green stripes, red stripes, black stripes, blue stripes, gray stripes, orange stripes, And then there's the orange, blue, the gray. I mean, every color you can, every combination. Hundreds of wires. And it's possible that the guy who installed this, you know what, we're not going to worry about being in park and all those safety features. We'll just hook this thing up to start the engine. And off it went and killed somebody, a 21-year-old. Everybody involved in that, from the guy who installed it to the guy who pushed the button, ought to be on trial. Every single one of them. This has got to stop. Remote starts. You really need that? You really need a remote start? David, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. I'm angry. I am livid. Needless. Needless death. This guy was crushed. David?
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Okay. I just said I'm scared to go out anywhere with people in the vehicles nowadays. Now I got to worry about them not being in the cars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously.
Right.
A friend of mine took me, I'll tell you real quick. A friend of mine took me for a ride in his truck, got a new truck. We were up high. He said, you can't see this lady next to me, but she's here. She's using her knees to drive the steering wheel. She has her makeup in one hand and she had a drink in the other one. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So. Now, I originally called to ask some other question, but I'll comment about this remote start situation. Years ago, I was listening to these two brothers that work for MIT, and they helped. They said they designed that, but it was designed for something else, and they said that was the worst thing they ever could have done, was to design that remote start. And I was surprised. They had their own car show. I think it was called Car Talk.
Yeah, click and clack. Tom and Ray Malyazzi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, let me make a comment about those two guys. So for those of you who have listened to National Public Radio, you've heard click and clack, the Tappet brothers, high atop Car Talk Plaza. Two guys had a garage. And yes, they were from MIT. Or one of them was. One of them was an instructor at MIT. And they had this garage, and people would come to their garage to change their oil and, you know, make repairs because they had a garage with lifts. And they would rent that bay, and you could, you know, drive in there, rent the bay by the hour or however they rented it. And if you needed help, these guys were around. They could say, no, you don't. Take these other three bolts off. Now you do it this way. And so they'd be there for moral and technical support for the people who were renting the bays. And then they found out that, well, it really wasn't such a great idea because people had no idea what they were doing. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing. And so they did the work for the customers. And as a matter of advertisement, they had this car show, and they talked about cars and car repair. And I called them one day because, you know, I thought it was live. No. I called them. And I wanted to tell him that I had solved the problem with the 1994 model Chevrolet 6.5 turbo diesel vehicle and why it would just shut down. Driving along, all of a sudden the engine would just quit. And when that quit, you'd lose the power brakes, you'd lose the power steering. It was a mess. And it was like a spontaneous bang, it would happen. And people didn't understand why it was happening. And the dealers would say, no, it's Finelli, it's just you. You're the only one. Nobody in the country has this problem. And I go, oh, yeah? Really? Well, we have a blue Blazer, 1994 6.5 turbo diesel. It does it. We have a red Blazer, 1994 6.5 turbo diesel. It does it. And we have a blue Suburban, 1994 6.5 turbo diesel. And it does it. All three of them do it. It's not just one vehicle. Well, what happened was General Motors finally had to admit that this was a serious problem. And they extended the warranty of that particular vehicle to, I think 11 years and 110,000 miles. That was unheard of, right? This thing was plagued. And I want to tell you, those of you who want to know what happened, I'll tell you the quick version. So those vehicles with the dashboard instrument option of oil pressure gauge, temperature gauge, you know, those kinds of things, battery charging gauge. Well, what General Motors did was they put a sensor, an oil pressure sensor or an oil pressure sender, in one of the oil galleries on the back of the top of the engine. And what would happen is when you started your vehicle, you would have oil pressure. And the idea was if the vehicle was in a collision, they didn't want this oil, this fuel pump, this lift-up pump that would pull fuel out of the fuel tank and push it up to the diesel injection pump. They didn't want that thing running and spilling fuel all over the road and making a bigger fire than would normally be made with a crash. So what they did was they said, if the engine doesn't have oil pressure, then we'll shut off the fuel pump, the lift-up pump, to pump fuel from the fuel tank. And they stuck that in the same sender as the oil pressure gauge on the dashboard. So the oil pressure sender had two functions. One, to indicate the oil pressure of the engine. The other was to turn on the electric fuel pump. Well, the contacts were too small to carry the current from the fuel pump. So that part of the fuel sender would burn out. But the oil pressure gauge would work. So people would think, well, it can't be that because the oil pressure gauge works on the dashboard. And that's what I discovered. So I called Click and Clack to say, hey, I know what the problem is. And what I found out was that they take calls, they call you back, and they talk to you off the air. They put together the program off the air and play it as if it's live. So if you wonder how come they know the answers, because it's not live. That's my opinion on Click and Clack, and I'm sorry that one of them had died because it was a great show. It really was a great show. It was full of humor and some car information. Back to you, David.
Yeah. Quick comment, real quick about them. Though I was surprised back then. I haven't listened to them in a long, long time. They were even encouraging people to forget about new cars. Get old ones. Get an old, find an old engine. Get a car. Old car. Don't get a new one. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
I was going to ask Dr. Miller about a chemtrail situation.
Okay. And I have one other question for him as well, and that is about eddy currents and using eddy currents to soften water. I've got a device with a coil of wire, and I want to try it on some plastic plumbing to see if it actually does work. I would like to know what his thoughts are. We'll be right back with David in Illinois and Dr.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David, we'll have to go quickly. Please ask your question about chemtrails.
That's fine. I just have a question. All the federal people I was around, well, first of all, they always called it seeding the atmosphere. But what I was wanting to know is, did Dr. Miller ever work in any of those departments that was, implementing that?
No, I never got into those areas. My primary areas of expertise was in the paranormal, you know, weird phenomena that had outside. There was no explanation from laws of physics. That's when I became A-team, trying to figure out what was going on. Actually, we never really did very much in that regard. We caught a lot of flies with our mouth open in disbelief. I have seen things. I have no clue what it means yet, even today. In terms of synthetic telepathy, early mind wars, yes, I participated in weapons development in that area. But in regard to air and chemtrails, I'm as clueless as you are as to why they're doing it. And the fact that the public is not aware of why they're doing it and what and who is doing it leaves me to suspect there's more going on than we really are being allowed to know.
Well, the reason I asked this question really quick is because if you have worked with it, I'm just wondering how you get away with them not having helicopters over your house or you're under surveillance all the time. Like
I have stalkers in the woods, and yes, my life is not the same because of who and what I've become. No. Just like in the movies, all of the above.
Whenever I seem to mention the things that I know, whenever I seem to mention these situations, people say, you're not supposed to talk about this on the radio. And next thing you know, I got a helicopter over my house at midnight or a car's parked out for weeks. So
yeah, I wish they had given me that suit that they have of the men in black, you know, the ones where I never need another suit. I never got one of those.
One other question, statement real quick. When I was learning the Constitution and I was with all the police, all the, in the feds, they would ask me, why am I doing that? And it was requirements. So finally, they said, we don't even monitor that. We don't care what that says. You got to get that through your head. And so one day I finally said around all those guys, I said, so basically what you're telling me is we have an elected dictatorship. And all those Fed guys said, I think your son's finally getting it. So I just leave you with that statement.
I would change one letter.
Me too.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, David. I would change one letter in what you said. I would change elected to selected with an S.
Thank you. Have a nice time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, David. Rick, eddy currents and water softening. So there's this belief, and I have not hooked it up yet, but a device to create eddy currents. It's like $10 worth of parts, and a coil of or a length of wire wrapped around a water pipe to suspend calcium. Have you experimented with that?
Yes, I have.
Or have you read about
hard
it?
Hard water over soft water is the minerals that are in it, and in fact, I much prefer. Believe it or not, I like hard water because I like the minerals. This is one of the areas where well water is superior to city water that has been cleaned and sanitized. And hard water in that regard will plug pipes, will cause difficulties. The water coming out of North Dakota and South Dakota comes out white because of the calcium. And is that good or bad? Yes, it has both sides to it, and will clog your pipes. And yes, you can use eddy currents to clean your water. What I would prefer is not you to be so much concerned about those minerals as the structure of the water itself. And that is simply done by whatever container you put water in, you put it in clockwise, and just that alone changes how the water is assimilated in the body. Instead of going directly to urine, now, just by putting the water clockwise in the cup that you're going to drink out of, will cause 60% of it, minimum, to be absorbed by the body and used literally as water.
So, the minerals, so Rick, I've got a question that an implementation type question. So I can fabricate a device to spin the water in the pipes. I can spin the water in the pipes clockwise.
Do it.
Let's say kind of like a rifle twist. It will?
Yes, sir. It will make a major difference in the quality of what of your life right out of the gate. Just that alone.
All right, so it kind of like rifling in a barrel. I can do this, and I can experiment with this, and I could probably put I don't know.
Now, by the way, that's only
four twists
for the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere would be the exact opposite.
So if I could put four twists per foot. Is that enough? Do you think?
Sure, just enough.
Okay.
That you have it going into your cup differently. Yes.
All right, we're out of time. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Yeah, richardallenmiller.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.